Grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Do you hear the drums? Do you hear the drums' beats and rhythms reaching out over the rocks and through the trees? Do you hear the drums speaking words, phrases, stories, and questions to you? Do you hear the drums connecting people, connecting families, connecting villages, connecting groups to each other? Do you hear the drums? In Nigeria and Ghana, there is a drum called the gongon, otherwise known as the talking drum. And it was used, and maybe still is, to pass along information, kind of like Morse code, but far more complex. It's not simply dots and dashes. It's tones and phrases. There's even inflection and regional accents and dialects to the drumming. The message of the gongon can cover about 100 miles over the course of an hour, being relayed from one village to the next, from one drum to the next, out in all directions. It relays news of births and deaths. It relays news of celebrations and sorrows. It relays invitations and welcomes. There is a legend connected to the gongon that is told in Nigeria. And the legend tells about a village where the drum is silent. The legend says that without the drum, without the counsel of the drum, the fields began to falter, and the river's edge receded from its banks, and a hush settled over the village that was more than mere quiet. It was a loss of belonging. And a young boy took it upon himself to go on a journey searching for the voice of the drum. And he goes into the forest, where he hears a question coming from the forest itself. The question asks, "Why are you here?" And the boy answers back that he is seeking the voice of the drum. The forest responds, "Then play. Just play. Play a song that will unruffle the chaos." What a beautiful phrase. Play the music that will unruffle the chaos. And so the boy plays. He plays. From there, he goes to the river. And the river tells him about the drum. Tells him that the drum, the song of the drum, is one that carries other sorrows without being carried away. And he asks the boy to play. Play a song that carries others' sorrows without being carried away. And the boy plays. Finally, he journeys to the mountains where an old woman sat waiting for him. She said to him, "Speak to the drum. Speak with memory. Speak with gratitude. Speak with love." He did. He did as he was told. He spoke to the drum. And then a song echoed back from the drum, telling of unity and bearing each other's burdens. The boy returned to the village. He struck the drum, and it spoke. It wove tales of warning and tales of blessing. And the crops flourished, laughter resounded, and belonging returned. The tale of the talking drum and the power of that belonging. In the gospel lesson today, we have three verses. That's it. Three verses from Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41, verse 42, 40, 41, and 42. Three verses. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. Whoever gives even a cup of water will not lose their reward. Three verses. That's it. Three verses, but so much to unpack, so much to pull apart within these three verses. First of all, are we the ones being welcomed? If so, we should go bravely into that welcome. Or are we the ones welcoming? And if so, we should accept that welcome graciously and generously. Then, what does it mean to be a prophet? In the Old Testament, prophets were people bringing difficult truths and difficult understandings and difficult, uncomfortable insights to the people. What does it mean to be a prophet, and what does it mean to accept a prophet, to welcome a person with these difficult truths and difficult understandings and uncomfortable insights? And then similarly, who are the righteous? And what is their reward? Is it the thing that they're giving or the thing that they're receiving? And then finally, a cup of water, even a cup of water, is a gift worth noting. However, the value of a cup of water in Minnesota, in the midst of 10,000 lakes, is perhaps not the same as the value of a cup of water in Nazareth, or Galilee, or Samaria. Or is it something else? Is this about baptism, a cup of water, giving this gift of baptism to someone else? In the last verses of Matthew's gospel, Jesus sends out his disciples, telling them to baptize. Share a cup of water. Maybe. Three verses. There's so much to unpack. There's so much to pull apart. There's so much going on there. What was the phrase? There's so much. Oh, I can't find it now. There's so much to unruffle in the chaos. Three verses. Three verses with a lot to unpack. And in these three verses, six times we hear the word welcome. In the legend of the Gongon, the boy is in the forest, trying to find a song that will unruffle the chaos. He closes his eyes, and he does not try to imitate any of the superfluous busyness around him. He plays to the steady beat of his own heart. And as he follows that beat, he unruffles the chaos. As he follows that beat, he starts to be able to play more complex and more wonderful. And the tone and the tune and the phrases grow, but it all starts with the beat of his heart. Three verses in Matthew filled with a whirlwind of questions, yet there's one word that is lifted up in all of this. Welcome. To invite, extending an invitation and receiving the gifts and gift of the recipient. Welcome to be invited, hearing the invitation, trusting the generosity and grace of the host. It's a relationship, welcoming us, between the welcomer and the one being welcomed. It's a relationship that unruffles the chaos. A drumbeat is a type of invitation, calling out, and it has a curious power. It goes out and it is heard, and in hearing it, we are changed. In hearing it, we are affected. In hearing it, we are moved. And it's not something that we decide. We don't say, oh, I hear a drum beat. I will choose to let its beat fall into me. It simply does. On hearing a drum beat, on feeling a drum beat, we are changed. It enters into us. And we join in that beat. We belong in that beat. The welcome of a drumbeat doesn't wait, it simply enters, shares, connects, instills, and brings us into belonging. The welcome of Christ doesn't wait, it simply enters, shares, connects, and instills belonging into us. And then we get to join in the drumbeat of that welcome. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.